Teira. Ko pānoi mihi atu nei mai, te reo iri rangi te hiko o teika, tāku keru ngā te waia, ko Darlene Tana mai te pāti o te kākariki, no reira e koe Darlene, aneira ko kōrero ano e ko ātāua.
Kia ora, ngā mihi o te rā kia tātou rato e pakaro ngō mai nei.
Ai, kia ora, e rā hou, e rā ranga tira, tino ātāhua nei. No reira, ko te tumanako, ko māma mai pea te wahanga o te hōtoke, ko kaha te pāpā hoki mai ano o te raumati, pea, e hato whakaro ki tērā i te pai o te mahana?
Oh, look, it's kāroha, ka tahuri au i te reo Pākehā, i tēnei wā. Look, the seasons are changing. And there's so many changes going on. Well, at this time of the year, as usual, it's beautiful to be out and about. I mean, I've been out and about, in all weathers lately. But it makes it, it's just stunning to be out. That's all I can say, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Kia ora, darling. As I said to you when I finished mahi, week gone by, where were you? And you said making your way into town, and I got to see you kanohi ki te kanohi, and I tell you what, I like your Cadillac. I reckon it's tino ātāhua.
Yeah, that was fantastic. It was awesome to meet you on the side of the road there. Between Ahipara heading into Kaitai, and you?
Aye, just past Pukepoto, aira.
Yeah.
No, that
was great. After I left you, I spent the day in Kaitaia and then stayed overnight in Awanui, and then the next day went right up to Te Rerenga Wairua.
Full day
riding. It was just amazing to be up there. And, it's always very, for us Māori in particular, it's a very, very special place. So, yeah, it was a bit of a big tangiwhetō up there, I must say, but hono.
Ai, kia ora, ko. Whether the world itself is aware of it or not, Te Rerenga Wairua is only one porthole that receives all the spirits all around the world on the final journey home. Was that kapo wairua that you went to that very special day?
Aye, very, very, very special.
No reira, ai, harika ki te iako engarika hoki mai ki a tāua kōrero i te mōhio, knowing that the elections are getting closer by the day. However, what we've got here is that the RMA section 33 is looking at getting rid of a rating of Māori land. You know, Darlene, to my tōku mōhiotanga, to what I remember is, who gave Tauibi the written permission to rate Māori land in the beginning? E pātai.
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, well, who gave Tauibi the written right to do many things here? When it comes to things with the RMA, from my early beginnings of the RMA back in 91, the thing I enjoyed with that piece of legislation was it incorporated the principles of Te Tiriti or Waitangi in it, and it was one of the first pieces of legislation that allowed that to happen. So I know that there's many kōrero afoot around how to renew that piece of legislation, and indeed National want to even throw it out. I'm all for reforming it, but I don't want to be throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Adhering to the principles of Te Tiriti, having to take into consideration the principles of Te Tiriti or Waitangi are for me essential to keep. And I know Green Party side, that's something that's fundamentally important. It sits in our charters and our values. And, with that, we need to be sure that we can empower Māori to take part in that entire process, not just, at the resource consent end, but, how to play the game in, but how to design the game. And how do we weave in Ngā Tauranga Māori, our ecological wisdom, right through the fabric of that entire policy? So, we need to be at that table. We need to be defining how it rolls.
Aye, kia ora. You know, I'm just going to go back just to come forward. There was a government tax put on Māori families in days of old, and this was to do with the education of Māori families and how, and families were taxed way back in the days of old, and approximately 20 to 30 million pounds was accumulated through Māori tax for education. And when Muldoon came into power, his statement was, the public fund is low, we need to put resources into it, and it absorbed over between 20 and 30 million dollars pounds of Māori tax money, and nobody was held accountable. Now they're talking about the RMA, about Māori land again. When are we going to get something to make this government accountable for what their forebearers have been doing to Māori?
Look, I think that's a much greater kōrero around constitution than it is around just the RMA with respect, Matua. It's, the RMA is there. It's designed to, it was designed to ensure the environmental protection and to also acknowledge the relationship that Māori in particular have with whenua. The question that you're asking me there, though, is I think it's to be answered at a much higher level, probably going into constitutional reform. And there's much kōrero wānanga going on about that too.
Ai, kia ora. Anyway, ka hoki mai tā, we'll come back to what we're kōreroing about. How do you think this is going to work for Māori land? You know, it's about the squashing of rates. Is that permanently or just a short-term thing to try and get Māori land back on their feet, or it's something which, I'll put in the kōrero, our old Nanny Lenny Kapa said, is how can they throw the RMA out when it was introduced by Māori via Te Tiriti o Waitangi for their benefits? And I said to that kuia, it's the RMA that where all our whenua have gone, been taken by governments in days of old. So how can you uphold, something that was put in there for Māori? However, it hasn't worked for Māori. So that's the RMA. Ngā mākē konei e tiro ana to do with the rating system of Māori land once more.
Yeah, I know that the government's announced they're going to wipe the historic rates arrears on Māori land. And I think, yes. I know, I'm aware as well of kōrero to push that one step further to say, let's not rate or put rates on Māori land, full stop. And I'm aware of that kōrero happening, particularly around Tāmaki Makaurau. So I think there's that larger question that should be asked. The review of the RMA is happening at the moment, in my knowledge. Otherwise, there's so many big questions going on here, Matua. Ultimately, it hasn't worked. We need to find a way to make it work. When we as Māori want to participate in RMA processes, then you almost have to have planning degrees or science degrees or law degrees and have them on tap. And one of the big criticisms about the legislation up until now is that Māori have not been able to participate in the processes fully, neither in the design. I know by North District Council even, Northern Regional Council apparently gave some financial assistance to try to help Māori develop their own hapū or iwi land management plans, and that helped to a certain degree. But you know, it's also about most of the hapū that are participating in the processes are doing this off their own bat, volunteering with whatever limited resources. The timing restrictions within planning are really tight, often only 20 working days to put in a submission or to answer questions. It's really a restrictive process, and I think we need to, when we're looking at development, that we need to work for ways where Māori can actually be active and empowered in their role as kaitiaki for whenua.
Ai, kia ora, kia ora rā. E runga tōnei tēnei tautoko, and I support that wholeheartedly. We have one part here. For the first time ever known as Section 33 of the Resource Management Act is being exercised in the region of Waikato County Council. What is Section 33 of the Resource Management Act? Are you able to recite that?
No, to be honest with you, Mato. It's not something, but I am aware that Waikato, I think it's something to do with they're transferring some power to Ngāti Tūwharetoa.
Kia ora.
For water monitoring. And, I think that, I mean, the whole challenge is how do we empower our own people to participate in this process or to be co-actors in this whole environmental protection process, given, you know, the tino rangatira stance, given we are kaitiaki of the whenua. So how do we do that? I think the way that the Waikato Regional Council doing it is a good one, because, you know, if we can, I always think that the best way to learn to do things is just to do.
Kia ora.
So, you know, monitoring water quality is great because it will give Māori, and you don't already have to be a scientist, you can be, you know, rangatahi, you can be pakeke, whatever. But by monitoring yourself, you're using the methods and the technology that Te Ao Pākehā understands, and by going through that process, you get immediate insight into the system, worldview. I'd actually push further to transfer the power for more than just monitoring, though. I'd push us to determine how the standards for water quality, for example, are set. I'd then push to look to how those decisions are made. And you do that kind of on-the-job learning. So for me, it's a great entry point into some vocational training, if you will, particularly for our younger ones, to marry our mātauranga Māori with the tools and methodologies that Te Ao Pākehā is using.
Aye, kia ora, kia ora. Absolutely. If there's a place there where our youth are able to then upskill to something of that degree, absolutely support wholeheartedly. Anaira hei whakarā popotonga. Should whānau Māori be subjected to provisions via the Resource Management Act? If so, why?
I think that if we have true acknowledgement of Māori, our relationship to the whenua in terms of tikiriti, which does mean having to ensure that we get greater recognition, that we're part of the decision-making power, and we're resourced to do that. If we can achieve that more than what happens today, then I would say, yes, we should be subject to the provisions of the RMA. Only if we are part of that initial decision-making process and that we fully are empowered to be actors in that.
Ai, kia ora ko. E mihi atu anō mō te wāhanga i whakautu mai koe tō waia me ngā whakautu mō enei uiui tino ātāhu ātāua e pāna ki te RMA. Really acknowledge the briefs that you have given to do with the Resource Management Act as far as how it will affect or how it does, where the benefits, if any, for Te Ao Māori and whānau whenua via the Resource Management Act. Nō reira, e Darlene, mihi tonu ka whakautu mai koe tō waia, and it was absolutely awesome seeing you on the road last week. We need to do that again.
Ah, kia ora.
Nō reira, kia pai tō rā, Māori o rara.
Me koe me koutou hoki. Kia mihi.
Kia ora. Ai, kia koutou, whakarong maira aki tērā reo, Darlene Tana, te manuhiria pā mai te pāti kākariki, me we rā kōrero e pāpāna mō te Resource Management Act. Ko pānoe mihi atu, nei rā, Māori o.